Here's a thought I'll title, Photograph as Memory Trigger. A friend of mine was recently lamenting that she was going through her lifetime of pictures and questioning why she ought to keep all the vacation images of landscapes and trees and lakes and those kinds of things. And I think she raises a good point. Why would she want to keep those? Well, the obvious answer is they're memory triggers, things that will take her back to the fun, the time, the people, the experience that she had. So for her, those pictures are incredibly meaningful and important, and we all have those, sometimes referred to as snapshots, but that's a term I tend to think of more as taking pictures of our family members and our friends and people around us, not so much a beautiful scene, a lake, a river, a mountain, that kind of thing. But those are memory triggers. They're no different than the snapshots of our loved ones. And that means, I think, it's a perfectly valid question, why should or would any of us be interested in these personal mementos of hers? And if you think about it for just a minute, her question demonstrates the defining line of demarcation between photography as a memory trigger and photography as an art medium. And not to put too fine a point on it, I think the difference is the intended audience. We wouldn't expect to take our family snapshots and present them in a gallery situation where people would look at our images and our life and our experiences and want to maybe purchase them and hang them in their house as a piece of artwork. That's not likely to happen. But if we approach those landscapes, for example, with a different sort of mentality, then it seems perfectly appropriate that they belong in a gallery or a museum or hanging on someone's wall who wasn't the photographer. And that way of thinking makes that division between personally important photographic memory and universally approachable photographic artwork makes that pretty clear. But I don't think completely resolves the issue, at least in every scenario, because there's the category of fine art photography that we make for ourselves, with really no intention of ever displaying them or putting them in a gallery or a museum or publishing it as a book. Lots and lots of photographers, I suspect many of you, I know certainly for me, I make lots of images just because I'm having fun doing so. They're made for me without an audience other than me, but at the same time, they're not snapshots. They're not memory triggers. So where does that group of images come into play? Well, the way I resolve it for myself is this. When I make those kinds of images that aren't snapshots, that are intended to be artwork, but I don't put them out into the world or publish them in a book or whatever, I do make them for an audience. And that audience is future me, but not as a memory trigger to look back and think what a grand time I had, but rather future me as someone who might appreciate art and all the characteristics that I work so hard to put into that image. And of course, another way to think about all of this is what are going to happen to all your pictures when you're gone? The snapshots, the casual pictures, are not going to be very important to anybody other than your direct family, and primarily because they show other family members. But even your family is not going to care much about your landscapes and your pictures of the lake and the sunsets at the beach. The public, however, could. And there's been many an example of a posthumous exhibition. I can think of no better example than Vivian Maier, where a body of work posthumously became artistically important. So it can happen. Eugene Ache is another one that comes to mind. But I suspect that both Eugene Ache and Vivian Maier and others like them did their photography primarily for themselves as future audience for photographs they intended to be artwork, not simply a memory trigger.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.